All right, so in session 10, we're actually going to deploy automatically the web service in the lab environment so that the tester can actually test. Whenever the Vince does a change, it's going to generate a build, and then the build's going to deploy to the lab, and then I'm going to be able to test as a tester. I'll be able to just connect directly and do all the work that I need to do. And then we'll have a little discussion on automation.
All right, so...
So right now, we have an environment. It's there. It's good. But your service is not there.
No, of course.
Of course it's not there.
So, are you going to just copy it there?
You think we're going to copy it there?
No, that would be too easy. And I know you. You go always a complicated path.
The complicated path. Yeah. All right. So I want this to be done automatically. I don't want to bother. I want this to just go whenever we do that.
I knew it.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take our build that we use all the time to do that. And every time there's a change, it's going to actually redeploy that over to the machine. So what you can do is there's a new feature. I think if you... No, let me see. So, if you... Sorry. So there's a feature to deploy web services, websites, actually. A web service is a website.
Yeah, totally.
Automatically, and it's called web deploy, right? And web deploy actually will get, when it builds, it's going to create sort of an MSI that I can go and execute and all that. But you can also go directly to the web server and say, push the new site directly. All so right. we're going to use that feature. That's going to be a new thing in the advanced section. There is a line here that says MS build arguments.
Okay.
So I worked on that all week and I slaved and okay. I actually got all the parameters that we need.
Notepad is such a fantastic tool.
It is. So I'm actually going to just paste those in here. I'm going to make sure that nobody can see the super fancy password that I'm using. All right. And I am going to make sure that I have the right server, WS server, and I have the right application. So that sounds good. All right. I'm going to save this. That's it, right? I install web deploy on my server. And when the build server runs, it's just going to deploy it.
All right.
So it obviously needs to be installed on the build server as well, right?
All right.
Web deploy.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
You need both places. So now, since you're not doing any check-in, I'll just run the build automatically.
Yeah, I thought we were going to make me work.
No. Work. I'm not gonna let you work because I don't think it's. I don't think you need to produce anything. We'll just deploy that. All right. So a few more stuff in here. And one thing I wanted to show you, so make sure you don't tell anybody, right? But you can see that the password is right here and clear, right? So that's really important, but don't tell anybody.
No, I won't.
Don't tell anybody.
Go outside the world.
So what's really important here, though, is that you use an ID that you can deploy and that has minimum privileges to deploy to the web server, just so that it's not going to... You know, whatever you put as a password, there's not going to be an issue, right?
All right.
So it looks like it's actually deploying because there's no real errors here. So we're going to just make sure that all of this stuff works. And I'm even going to pick the build because it obviously rebuilt this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the new build, and I'm going to use it to validate the test here.
So we're going to test my new feature.
We're gonna really test your new feature.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. So I'm gonna actually do I'm gonna create a test case and do it right.
Yep.
Do
we
it
can
right.
Say that.
Okay. So that worked. All right. We're in business here. So let me open that drop folder here. Grab all that stuff. Although I don't need the published website and all this, but I'll just make sure that I got everything. And one thing I don't want to copy is that app config file, right? Because I just modified it.
I just modified it
to make sure that it has what I need. So let me look at this, make sure that it's okay. So, I did copy over. Uh-huh. Look at that. So we'll just put it right. Web server. All right. So WS server. Sounds good?
Yep.
So we're okay there. So let's go to MTM here, and let's go back to testing.
Oh, you're going
to
test it with the test sender.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
All right. So what are we going to test? We're going to add a new requirement. If we remember, we have the actual thing, which was import customer from external source.
Yep.
Yeah, sounds great. Let me add that over here, and obviously we don't have a plan yet, so let's create a new
test case.
And a test. You're absolutely right, Vince. So let me go to over here. We're going to open our library. We're going to look at our test cases. And the last one is the one we wanted to look. So that should be exactly what we need, but first I need that. And I'm going to put that in here. I'm going to grab all this. And I am going to paste that in here. So we're going to open the application, click on View All Customer, and click the Update button. We're going to make sure that there are 32 customers in there.
Oh, you've counted them already.
Yeah, well, it's always the same result.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to close the application. Right? Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it to our sprint.
Should you associate the right build with this test case?
Yes. But first, I'm going to save the test case. Right?
Oh, true.
So I'm going to save this. So now we have this. And what I'll do is, since the beginning, we haven't really used both these things. So I'll use that. I'll save this for this particular. So one thing I really didn't explain to you is we have a plan here, but those requirement-based thing, they're actually test suite. And in a test suite, right now I have one test per test suite, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can have multiple tests in one test suite, right?
Okay.
It's just that we happen to have one test right now. But technically, since we just started, I didn't have the time to actually put all the manual tests to validate all the test cases and all
that. I'm sure you will.
So I'm sure I'll have the time at one point. So right now we're testing two configurations like I was just explaining to you. We have all this. We have the build. We changed the thing. So right now, everything should work properly. So we're going to go to test. And we're going to go to test. And we're going to pick that. And we are going to
associate it with the build.
Associate it with the build. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
So let me go back to track, assign build, run this. And we don't want to go into release now. We want to go back to our CI.
Main. Yeah, because we pushed everything back to main.
Correct. So the latest one is 7. Let me validate that, make sure it's the right one. It is 7.
All right.
That's the one we want. So we'll assign this. So we're good here. We're going to go back to test. And now we are ready to make sure we run that, but instead of using the local test run here,
you're going to use a remote one?
I'm going to use a remote one.
Oh, right? Okay.
And I'm going to use the MTM lab environment as the environment where we're going to test the other thing there. So that was the run with options. So I have a little bit more, you know, if I wanted to pick different release and all that stuff. So we're going to run that over here. So we're going to exit this. We're going to minimize this. And that's our application.
Should you copy it locally? It's already done.
It's already local. Right. So we're all good. So I'm going to start this. And we're going to open the application. So that worked. And click View All Customer.
That worked.
All right. So that worked too.
Yeah, good.
And then click the Update button.
Ooh.
I'm not sure I clicked it. Yeah, I did click it. Oh.
Ooh.
That blew up.
Yeah.
So, did we do it right?
Let's see why.
Yeah, let's check that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cancel that.
Check the update.
Make sure we got the right one here. So, I think that's the right one.
WES server.
All right, so let's validate the service
first.
All right, so that sounds like a plan. We pushed it over there. Is it actually working?
Taking time.
I think it's not going to work. I know why.
You know why?
Yeah, I know why.
Then fix it.
Yeah, I'll fix it.
Good.
I'll just make sure it doesn't work. So it does work. Okay. So it's not what I thought it was.
All right, don't fix
that.
It.
Yeah, I won't fix it. So we'll. So that was a crash. So let's stop this. Let's not save.
We didn't change the right one.
Thank you. Thank you,
people.
Thank you,
voices in our head.
Yes, thank you, The Matrix. That's right. Yes, it's not the app config. Okay, so I guess it is getting late.
Yeah, it is.
It's just like that. That was kind of easy. I mean, we should have picked that up like a while back. All right, so now we know this is going to work. So let's do that. We didn't even try it because we know that was the problem.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to say
start the application.
Start the application. Yes, that'll be better. And that's good. And we're going to see view all customers. And that worked. And we're going to update. And that works.
That works too. So it went back to the server in the lab.
Exactly. Grabbed everything the way we were expecting. And then let's.
And then I'll let you
32.
Count.
32. 32. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 32. Okay.
Hey, so keep going on.
Well, no, there's 32.
How can you say there's 32 rows?
Well, I counted. So it worked. Hey, I'm marking this as it's fine. And then let me close the application here. And let's make it closed, and then that's fine.
All right.
All right. So let's save this. So you know what?
You're going to have to count those rows every time, man.
Yeah, I know. And I really don't want to do that.
You don't?
So, well, so I, you remember this morning? I helped you. Like,
yeah.
I gathered all the IntelliTrace stuff and everything.
You know what? You've been showing me tons of stuff since
right.
this morning. I'm feeling
right.
kind of bad, you know. So I went online. Read a couple blogs during launch.
Okay.
And I read about, that's not mine. I read about,
The VP is still playing golf, so we're good.
Yeah, we're good. I read about coded UI test.
Coded UI test? That sounds like a feature I would
coded
enjoy.
Coded UI test, I've checked it out a bit. I tried it a bit.
Uh-huh.
So maybe we could see if this helps you.
All right, let's check that out.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Because mm-hmm.
you're gonna have to help me a bit.
I think I'll have to help you a little bit. Yes.
All right.
All right. So in this session, we actually, thanks to your help, deployed to the lab and got it to run and connect to the lab and get the data that we needed. And we reproed it through MTM and made sure that everything was working properly. And we are now on the threshold of automating everything. So we can try a few questions. We've been three sessions now.
I'll be quick. We have on this screen test plan, a test suite. We have work items, builds, and everything is tied together. Can you give a quick overview of all those related?
All right, so the plan is the overlapping thing. So you have a plan. In the plan, you have suites, and in the suites, you have test cases. Right? So right now I have requirement-based plans, requirement-based suites, I'm sorry. So I have one requirement and saying all the test cases that are attached to this requirement are actually showing up. I only have one test each time I do a requirement, so we're good there, right? But if I could have multiple, like I was explaining before, I could have multiple in there and that would be fine as well. So they relate like that. The build is actually assigned to the plan, right? So it's the top one. So if I assign a build to the plan, it's for all the other suites, right? So the build, I'm using a build to test. That's usually what I do, right? So I'm using that version of the build to test everything, right? So technically, now that we're farther along, right, I should run those other two tests and make sure that with this build, everything is still working, right? I should, as a tester, I would do that. Now I'm not doing that because it's not the purpose. But I would, you know, new build, retest everything. And then I don't want to have to play anything, so I would use the feature to play all, and I would just run through, make sure everything's fine. And now we're actually going to go one step further with what we're going to show you next.